we will have no other king but King Jesus. We know in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 14, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith it shall be salted, is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And that is one of our foundational visions that was cast in 1630 on the deck of the Arabella by John Winthrop. And it was Edmund Burke that said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Now, have some among us succumbed to political correctness and wrongly sing the anthem of the church, sit down for Jesus, instead of what the Lord commands, stand up for Jesus? Since 1607 in the Jamestown colony in America, 1607 A.D., Anno Domini, open public prayer and worship has been proclaimed and declared. In 1776, in the Continental Congress, the Congress, desirous to have people of all ranks and degrees duly impressed with a solemn sense of God's superintending providence and of their duty devotedly to rely on His aid and direction, do earnestly recommend Friday, the 17th day of May, be observed by the colonies as a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer, that we may with united hearts confess and bewail our manifold sins and transgressions, and by sincere repentance and amendment of life appease God's righteous displeasure, and through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ obtain this pardon and forgiveness. Now, General and First President George Washington said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God." So, when the National Day of Prayer, as it was set aside in 1952, it was not mandatory or a law, but a wise recommendation and exhortation. It's not unconstitutional, it's not illegal, it's not un-American, it's not wrong, it's really the right thing to do. And of course, we know in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." And one of our great patriots during the War for American Independence, a great Christian man, Patrick Henry, said, "The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It's to the vigilant, the active, the brave." And of course, as we look at the history of America, if we look at certain decisions that were made, even at the Supreme Court level, Justice Brewer put to work his administrative aides. They reviewed 5,000 pages of archival documents about the history of America to which they made this decision or made this statement. It wasn't a verdict, but it was a statement saying America is most truly a Christian nation. And so unfortunately today, many Americans do not understand our history, or if they do even have an inkling about it, they don't care. And of course, who is it that should be leading this charge? It should be us, the church, the true church of Jesus Christ. And so there have been numerous cases. For example, the case of the College of Alameda in California. It was 2007 through 2009. A federal district court judge, Ilston, said that prayer is protected under the First Amendment freedom of speech. But I can tell you that personally, I don't like to see those cases argued that way. The First Amendment freedom of religion, where Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, I am absolutely positive of what the original intent of our founders was in that amendment. I have read the documentation of 1791 for the Annals of Congress, that America was just simply trying to protect themselves, to protect the nation from a nationally established Christian church. Benjamin Franklin stood up and said it. We must protect America from a national Christian church and let the states decide what they're going to do. It was not a polytheistic statement of saying any religion is fine. And of course, as I made the emphatic point about 1607 A.D., Anno Domini, that is on our documents even today, and it means only one thing. It means in the year of Jesus Christ. So, in the name of King Jesus we pray, and by His grace, our national motto, "In God we trust," and we know who that God is, the God of the Bible. Amen and amen.